Midland Security and Locksmith. I'll speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Sal. It's Amy Nelson with Local Slash. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. So Miss Bonnie asked me to give you a call because she said you're interested in getting the Google Local SEO set back up for you.
Well, I'm trying to get more leads and eventually in the first maybe a year I was doing SEO with your company, and mm-hmm. also you guys helped me to be accredited with Google Guarantee
mm-hmm.
and Google Leads. So I'm just trying to get a better understanding what will be better for me to get more leads, to get more presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, I spoke to Johnson, Michael Johnson, and then he says, well, it's better if you focus on Google Guarantee and not on Google Ads, because Google Ads are pay-per-clicks, and
mm-hmm.
and every time my budget is depleting on Google clicks, but I get no organic calls from them.
Mm-hmm.
They just browse and click and
mm-hmm.
deplete my budget. But on Google Guarantee, I've been having $500 budget, but it doesn't deplete. And Bunny says that it could be depleted once people call, but then I said, how can I get more calls so that the budget can be depleted and get more leads
mm-hmm.
and organic calls? Can I increase it to 700 to 1,000? And then she said that even if I increase it at 700, it is not guaranteed that people are going to be calling, and I cannot put more money until my $500 mark gets depleted or used.
Mm-hmm.
And so she suggested that I should talk to someone else like you
mm-hmm.
to see what is that I need to do. Now, talking about this, I'm paying another company. They're supposed to help me with Yelp and Google, but they're doing everything that they can in Yelp, but they're not touching
mm-hmm.
Google for the same budget that I'm paying them.
But they're not running Yelp ads for you.
I'm paying.
Because I see that there's no Yelp ads. That's the next way I was going to go, the next thing I'm going to offer you. Because we doing a free, I see your Yelp listing, and it's okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not earning everything it could. We can run a Yelp ad campaign for you. Our clients
mm-hmm.
who are locksmiths that see that you run the Yelp ad campaign, they see a great return with it. They're seeing excellent return. Additional 7 to 8 calls weekly. And the turnaround time on it is so quick. It's very quick. From the time you sign up with the Yelp ads, it's literally like 3 to 5 days, and the leads are coming in directly to you
mm-hmm.
from the Yelp ads. So what is it exactly that they're doing for you with the Yelp ads?
They're supposed to be getting me more work.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have a budget of 3,000 in Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get maybe 3 to 5 leads a day.
Mm.
But now everything gets depleted by clicking the ad, clicking the website, clicking the map,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps giving a phone number so that I can call, but I have not a lot of work there. So
mm-hmm.
I see that I was browsing on my Local Splash dashboard
mm-hmm.
and then a window appears saying you want Yelp ads
mm-hmm.
and this was a service that you guys were not offering before. Is that
right?
Something that you just changed?
In the last 6 months. So you have been with us for three years. Wow. You've been so wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a newer service. Yes. lifestyle. Absolutely. So you're not wrong there. It is a newer service in the last actually 8 months. We became a partner directly to Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, our packages for Yelp, they start at $4.99 a month, and we give additional $100 coupon, so you're getting $5.99. Or we have a package that starts at $1,100, and you get additional $250 in free ads. So you can start with one of those packages. The beauty of this is your cost per click is between $7 and $11. It's very, very low. You're not having to pay an exorbitant amount in order to get the Yelp leads coming in directly to you. And it's going to take all competitors off your page, so you're not going to have any competitors on the page. We're going to use all profile enhancements. And the other cool thing that we're able to do with this is we're able to ensure that the request to quote, that those are coming directly to you. So if you've used Yelp before, then you know that the quickest way to see return with Yelp is to respond as quickly as possible. What I can tell you is I'm looking at another locksmith that we're running for, not in your area. This guy's in Oregon. And in the last week, he's had 134 impressions. He's had 4 page visits and 6 leads in the past 7 days. So he's seeing really great return with the Yelp package. So Yelp is another way that we can go ahead and advertise your organization out there and get direct leads coming straight to you.
Okay, so my goal is, I've been with Yelp since day one. I started with a budget of $17.50 directly with them, and I had a lead the first day in the first hour. So I went to work the first hour that I put my advertising on Yelp, and it was only $17.50 a day. Mm-hmm. But then a few months later, I increased it to $100 a day. And Yelp has been my survival tool. But I also want to be incorporated on Google, because everybody goes to Google now. Mm-hmm. I would like to get out of Yelp and to be more organically on Google, but it looks like I'm always working with third party companies like Local Splash or Promo or US Digital, something digital as an SEO. Mm-hmm. And now this other company with Jonathan Flores that used to work for Yelp, and I have a watermark, expensive watermark, but he's charging me. And so I'm just not there. I'm not happy with
I'm looking at your Yelp page. Your competitors are showing on your page. You don't have the request to quote on your page. I want to make sure I'm looking at the right page. Maybe you have more than one Yelp page. So maybe there's something that I'm missing, because I'm sending you a link right now. Please open this link and tell me if this is the page that he's advertising for you, because I see a ton of stuff wrong with this page.
Okay, send me that link, because, you know, Every company now offers to be a representative to everybody and on a monthly basis, contracts. And,
I understand.
And so I can
be frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can disregard their because it was like that in the very beginning. No contracts at all. But if I can put everything on you, and then you and Bunny can work on my two profiles, the Yelp and the Google, and get me, because I have 165
reviews. Mm-hmm.
Reviews on Google, and I have 269, I believe, reviews on Yelp. And if you see,
okay,
I have nothing but 5 stars.
Profile. Yeah, this has to be a different profile, because the one that I'm looking at right now, it does not have those reviews. It has 0 reviews. The one I'm looking at right now has zero reviews. So I have to be seeing, there has to be something incorrect here, because I'm not seeing the right Yelp page. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to double check that with you, because then that means you have two Yelp pages. Having more than one Yelp page also is not going to help your ranking, because you're competing against yourself. So these are all things that they should have caught. So this is the thing is I ran this Yelp page that I just sent you through our ad planner with Yelp, and it gave me cost per click, and it tells me if you're available to advertise with this, because if you have advertised through Yelp in the last 6 months or through another Yelp partner, then you're not eligible to advertise through us with Yelp. But this page, I have to have the wrong page. So that, because this page is showing me you're eligible, but you're telling me verbally that you're basically not, because you've been advertising with somebody else for Yelp. So, that's definitely something you need to get straightened out. Because if you're doing it separately with somebody, they should already be taking care of all of that for you and making sure that you're getting the best return on investment with that. So the Yelp page I'm looking at is a different Yelp page is what that tells me.
So you're looking into Millennium Security and Locksmith?
I just sent you the link. Go ahead and check your text messages.
Let me open it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to put you in the speaker.
Take your time.
Yeah, that is my Millennium Security and Locksmith. My son picture is there in my logo.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But scroll down. You see where it says right there, reach out to other businesses. This business has not enabled messaging on Yelp, but you can still contact other businesses like them. So it's offering request a quote to other organizations on your page.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see that? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have somebody who's running Yelp for you, they should have already caught this.
Uh-huh. And it's unclaimed.
It's unclaimed. It has no reviews. So I did a search for your business name, right? And I just looked in your city, state, and zip code because I want to see what is out there about your company. I want to have a look and I want to see. So when it pulls up all the different things that you have, it shows this Yelp listing. It does not show a Yelp profile that has all these reviews. So I'm going to go into Yelp right now directly. Yelp.com. I'm going to have a look and see. Santa Clarita. Let me see.
I wonder why they're not cutting this or...
Okay, when I look you up by name, I can see your other profile. But you have two Yelp profiles. You can see that very clearly. I did find your second profile. Okay. Very strange. Yeah, they should definitely have covered that already for you, and like gotten that other page taken down or whatever the case is. That would be a really good move on their part, because it could hurt, you know.
Mhm. So what should I do? Your name again?
My name is Amy.
Amy. What should I do?
Well,
should I stop doing business with them and put everything on Local Splash with you and you guys will help me to do both campaigns?
Okay. So this is what I'm getting. How much are you paying them? How much are you paying them Yelp?
On Yelp, I have a budget. I used to have a budget of $3,000, and now I was forced to, in order for me to get more work and more this and more that, the watermark has to be $4,200 a month in order for you to get more jobs. But I'm getting even less jobs than I had when I was directly with Yelp for $3,000.
Okay. So, listen, I can't take over your Yelp at that price. I can't do any better on that price point with Yelp. If you're not seeing good return with Yelp, I'd say scrap the Yelp, honestly. And I would invest into the, I would do more into the Google Ads. I'm going to say your Google Ad budget isn't high enough. It's 300. That's just not high enough. You need to start with a higher campaign. I would start with 1,000. Honestly, I would start with 1,000 and I would stop the Yelp completely and I would allow, because this is what's happening with your Google Ad campaign. Let me tell you why it's not successful, because the budget is so low. It's showing you here and there. It's not showing you the return that you need because it's starting and stopping. Where you're at, you understand where you're at is densely and heavily populated. That's not new to you. You know the population control that's in Santa Clarita and the surrounding areas of where you're servicing. Okay? So when your campaign is only at 300, it's putting maybe like a $5 to $7 a day budget for Google Ads. If you want more from Google, my suggestion to you is going to be to start the Google local SEO back. Allow us to run that concurrent with the Google Ads and the Google Guarantee, and we dump your money into Google as opposed to you putting it over here, $4,200 into Yelp, and you're not seeing the return. Because when your Google Ad campaign, not your Google Guarantee, that's completely separate, okay, but when your Google Ad campaign is paused, what happens is it interrupts the optimization process. So Google's algorithms rely on a continuous stream of data to improve targeting, bidding, and ad delivery. Interruptions or resets slow that process down. So basically, you're paying $300 a month. You're getting like a $5 to $7 a day budget. So your ads are stopping and starting every single day instead of running continuously. When you have a higher budget, you're able to run continuously. You're going to get more exposure. You're going to get better clicks. You're going to see better ROI because it's retargeting everything the way that it should be.
But the reason, let me stop you there or interrupt you there, May. The reason why I stopped yesterday or before yesterday is because I have 300 and then 500 on Google Guarantee because I've been putting all this money into Yelp. But my goal was to put more money into Google and stop Yelp, so because I want to get more organic calls from Google rather than Yelp, because I have to compete with many other locksmiths that beat me to the punch sometimes on answering the phone call. They have a call bot, I believe this call. And so I was advised by Michael Johnson, I believe, yesterday or before yesterday, stop, pause your Google app because people are browsing, seeing your website, seeing your maps, clicking, and they're not calling you organically. They're just depleting your $300. It's better if you put the $300 towards your $500 budget on Google Guarantee so that you can get more leads directly. And that's why I stopped. So if I can stop my Yelp and go on Google and put more money into Google Guarantee, but now you're saying that I need to put money on Google Ads, which I will if that is going to be the way for me to get more organic calls, then I will. I can put, because the money that I'm putting, $4,000 a month with this other company that is representing me with Yelp, I will put that money into Google and get better results.
I believe that you will get better results with it. With the Google Ads, I'm going to speak with our Google Ads specialist. So give me like an hour and a half. I'm going to speak with our Google Ads specialist, and I'm going to go over this so that we can kind of review it, and I can tell you exactly which is the best way to move on this. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because, look, I'm 50 years of experience locksmith. You can see all my reviews. They speak the world. Yesterday, I went through the third floor on a ladder to open a house because I put locks that are pick proof, bump proof, drill proof that are unbeatable, and the lady left the keys inside and the registration cards, high security registration cards inside the house, so there was no way for not even a locksmith to get in. So, but I got in, I bought a ladder, $350 ladder, and I went on top and I opened that house, and she was so happy and she's willing to put a review, and she was calling me, "You're amazing." And that's what everybody says across the board on my, with my clients. Mm-hmm. So if you see, I've been representing the company well, and I have
right.
quality of work. So I just mm-hmm. need the right person to direct me to get more leads and to be more upfront to get more work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 70 years old, but I'm still with the energy of 50.
You're still going for it, aren't you?
Yeah. And I went to the third floor with a big ladder, mm-hmm. and the lady said, "I don't know how you do that at 70.
Mm.
And I did it. So I go beyond my capacity to help people, but mm-hmm. I want the someone that is genuine to take care of us, so that I can perform better and leave the locksmith company to my son that is on the picture that you see there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a funny locksmith. I'm not there only
right.
for the money. I'm
right.
willing to work to make money.
Right. I understand that completely. Give me just a second. Hold on.
And the other question is, will you be willing or able to work with my website, the one that I have? And is that good enough, or are you going to have to redo my website? And what will be the realistically budget that I will have to start with Google and paying the SEO? Because I need to be upfront with those charges in order for me to really calculate my expenses.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. Okay, so I'm speaking to the actual specialist who runs Google Ads, not your...
Not Michael Johnson?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not your account manager. I'm speaking with the person who actually runs the ads, and she said yes, that a larger daily budget would definitely help, that it is going to give you a stronger return. I don't know why he was thinking... Maybe he didn't know if you were open to increasing the budget, you know. Maybe he didn't know if you were open to increasing the budget for the Google Ads. I'm not exactly sure why he would do that. Okay, you currently have a daily budget of $25 a month. She's helping me figure this out right now. Okay, she said, yes, the website is fine for us to work with the Google Ads, absolutely. Monthly. Okay. So if we were to increase it to 1,000 monthly, 25% of that is our management fee, so 250 of that is our management fee. That it's automatic. It's not on top of. So if you were to increase the budget to 1,000, that's going to put 750 actual ad spend in. And when we're separating that out by 30 days, let me see here. Hold on a second. Let me see what she's putting here. I'm just waiting for her to respond because she has all the right answers, and she's going to tell me exactly where she thinks that we should start the budget.
And this is a better – I'm sorry to interrupt because mm-hmm. I'm 70 years old and I forget all my questions if
it's
I don't
okay.
interrupt. Is this a better fit for me to get rid of Yelp and focus all on Google and give it a try? And then along the way, if I need to be on Yelp, then you will put me on Yelp if that is necessary.
Correct.
Okay.
That's I believe that 100%. Now, obviously, we cannot guarantee that. But what we can do, I mean, and we've been doing this for a long time. This is where we see the best type of return, and we see these type of things. Like the thing is, in Google Guarantee, it's very, very competitive. As you know and you understand, it's super competitive. So with this, what we got to do is, like, if she says your budget is maxed out and she's not able to increase the budget until that current budget is used, that means that we're using it at the highest level that we possibly can at this current point. I'm going to take this one to the supervisor of the Google Guarantee Department to see what else, if anything else, can be done beyond what Bonnie already knows. Because obviously she's great and she's doing the best she can, but if there's anything better that we can do for this, then we're going to go ahead and take a look at that directly for you. So,
okay.
You know, I do recommend increasing that Google Ads budget. I have the ability to go ahead and do that now. We can get started on those Google Ads if you want to. I'm going to have a talk with Michael, and I'm going to see why it is that he would recommend that we stop the Google Ads instead of increase it to bring you a better return. Because it isn't really the agent who runs the Google Ads says that it's better to increase it than to stop them.
Okay, so I need to, if everything is going to be moving towards Google Ads, Google Guarantee,
mm-hmm.
and you're already going to be getting the 250 from the budget for the SEO, then I'd rather work with you guys all around and stop the other guy, Jonathan Flores, in Dallas, Texas, that is charging me SEO fee plus having a watermark of $4,200 a month on Yelp that I'm not getting jobs, and I'm getting two platforms there, and then you say that I'm advertising other guys that I'm not supposed to.
Well, but that's because you have two different Yelp profiles, and I'm going to tell you right now, with our management fee and what you're already paying Yelp, it's not going to pay for you to move your Yelp over at this time. In order for us to do Yelp for you, you have to stop advertising with them for like 6 months in order for us to make it worth it, because you're going to have to increase that, or we can take over that other Yelp page, but it has no reviews. So it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know what all they're doing with the Yelp, and honestly, it doesn't seem like it's turning out to be the best, only because they don't even know that you have two different Yelp pages. Now, with this, let me see here. If you do the 1K, we can keep the daily budget at 25 every day for 30 days, and you need to pay that monthly to keep it running. Now, if you want to do the local SEO, is $199 a month. So you're looking at basically at a $1,200 increase. You're going from $300 to $1,200. That's for your local SEO, and it's also going to include the $1,000, monthly ad spend directly to the Google Ads.
Okay. That is doable. So then if I stop with these guys, I wonder if I will be able to keep my Yelp the way that I used to have it before directly with me. If I used to have that 3 months ago.
Yeah, there's no reason that you can't keep the Yelp. You should have access to the Yelp. I can give you the phone number to Yelp where you call directly to Yelp. You should be able to log into the Yelp business profile. So it's biz.yelp.com. You should be able to log into that, and you can change people's access.
Okay.
Yeah, you can change people's access. Now, when I'm speaking with my representative with the Google Ads, her name is Kelly. She's absolutely awesome. She's the lady who runs the Google Ads for us. She is saying that the 1K monthly budget is just like for the Google Ads is a starting point. So it, once you're able to invest more into the Google Ads, which if you're taking the budget from your Yelp ads and you're moving that over, then really, I mean, you could start that budget at 2000 and you would probably see the type, you'd probably see a really great return because the, like I said, the 1K to me was just to get it up off the ground. 300 is not enough for where you were at. But if you start at even two, you're going to see, you're going to see a great return.
Yeah, I'm either willing to do three.
Okay.
Because that was that's what I was doing with Jill. But I can do 2,000 with you and maybe one with Jill or zero with Jill and 3,000 with you, paying the $199 for the SEO. And then have 500 with Google Guarantee and increase it until my budget depletes and until I'm able to get to put more money in Google Guarantee. Because it took me a while to get a Google Guarantee, and you guys were your Lotus Plus company was splendid to get me there. So I just want, I would like to incorporate my Yelp reviews into my Google reviews if they can be together. So because I started late asking for Google reviews. And but I'm very careful of who I ask and if they were very, very, very happy. And it looks like since I started to ask for Google reviews, they all the customers were very happy and they were willing to put a review. So let's let's work towards so it's $199 for the SEO, it's $1,000 budget.
$1,000 or $2,000?
I will start with the 1,000, and once I decline this other guy that is promising to put Google in Yelp, and it's just not working. And I know also it's too soon. It's been 2 months, and he says that I have the greatest activity, and he has the bars all the way up, and but financially. In closing jobs, I'm not there. You know what I mean? So I used to do $30,000 a month. Now I'm doing maybe 10 or 12 a month.
And if you have employees, that's not going to fly.
Yeah, I have my daughter and I have my son, and they're there with me. There's they work on percentages.
Right.
If the company does $10,000, is 20% for one, 20% for the other, but I got sick. I don't get a salary. I put the money into advertising. I go to work. I'm retired. I receive $1,000 a month, but my company helps me to pay the extra bills. So that's why I want to make the right choice. And I have no time to be paying people that are just taking our money.
Right. I understand completely. This is going to put you where you want to be, Sal. I know that you're serious about this, that you really want to invest into the right type of marketing. We want to put you into the right position. So I'm going to go ahead and, like I said, I'm going to escalate this to Perry as far as the Google Guarantee goes. I'm going to have him take a look and see if there's anything at all. That budget is not the concern on Google Guarantee. Let's take this to our rep and see what we can do to get this increased for you. And then I have an invoice sitting here. So today I'm going to start your Google ads at 1,000 with the local SEO at 199. So your grand total is 1,199 to bill today.
Well, I have to pay, I believe, 3,000 to this other job representative that they already did the job. So I'm going to pay them and I'm going to cancel so that I can put this money on Locos Flash. So give me a day or two.
Okay.
Because like I say, my budget is, at this point I did $850 yesterday, and then I had 2,000. So that's going to be barely clear. Unless you allow me to put this on my credit card, I have $15,000 credit there, and I
we could put it on the credit card. That's not a that's not a problem at all. Absolutely, we can do
that. Because he didn't allow me to put all my expenses on credit cards because I want to get points and miles.
You know what? Yeah. I'm a little concerned. The more you tell me about this guy, I'm sorry, Sal, But I'm a little concerned, like, how it builds.
I give you his info and you can Google and see.
I'm getting a little more concerned every time because this is not normal. This is not normal stuff. However you choose to pay is your business. As long as you pay your bills, we don't care. You know, like, and neither should anybody else. And Yelp doesn't care either. I know that they, because of the way that the Yelp billing works.
No, and I used to pay Yelp because I used to directly deal with Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was monitoring my campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to people there. But then this guy says, I used to work with Yelp. And I heard from two companies about the watermark.
The watermark is a real deal. That is a real thing. The watermark is legit. But I'm going to do a little investigation for you. I'm going to look into a couple of things. So if you want to get this going and you want to give me a credit card now, I can take that.
So do you think that I can, because it is for real that I can stop anybody campaigns? And responsibility is not that I sign up a contract. I will pay him.
Mm-hmm.
I've been paying local / for Google Ads and Google Guarantee, but in the low. So that I can afford to do the Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to cancel Yelp, and if you can help me, May, to be relevant on Google, and then little by little start putting
increasing
money into
mm-hmm.
Google,
mm-hmm.
And increase here in Google too. But if I can just, I want to put more money into Google and less money in Yelp. Yelp has been a lifesaver since the first day, but
mm-hmm.
I knew that my goal was to be Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I have everything that you guys need, like Google Guarantee, all my credentials and everything. And I've been with you for 3 years. And never dump you, never stop, except the SEO.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to go back with you guys if you take me there. I like the fact that you guys are here in
California.
California. That's
mm-hmm.
something that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a credit card.
Okay.
So that you can. Now you need to bear with me to see because
take
I
your
have
time.
A few fraudulent. I had a few fraudulent activities.
Fraudulent
and they
things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They stopped the cards, but they get the reissue me or they're going to reissue new ones. Okay. So I'm going to give you, let me see if this one works. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can put the 1,000 and we're going to be moving. I'm going to cancel this other guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you a question while you're looking for that, okay? The card that we have on file right now, ending the Visa ending in 2570, are we removing this card completely from the account and all billing is going to happen with the new card you're putting on file?
Yeah, because this 2570 is my business. But it doesn't create any miles or any points.
Any additional revenue for you, right?
Yeah. I'm also, I don't know if I can tell you this. I'm not just the type of average locksmith.
Mm-hmm.
I have another career and I am a pastor. I'm a minister.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
So I'm, the reason why I want to put it in my credit card is because the miles that I earn,
mm-hmm.
I use them to go and preach at poor countries and help the people there. And my business is helping me to get there. So that's why I want to put it on the business credit card to earn points. Maybe I try the 6736. I'm going to give you a call.
Okay.
Card.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
4147-3420.
Mm-hmm.
6148-6736.
expiration month and year?
0129.
3-digit code on the back?
It's 586. See if that one works.
Okay, let me go ahead. I got to change the invoice. Give me just a second. Okay.
And one of the reasons why I went with this other guy is because he's also Christian. He goes to Bible study. And
well, I'm Christian, and I go to Bible study, and I don't I don't know if he was just telling you that to get what he wanted from you. I hope that I'm going to do a deeper dive into that account with the Yelp and see what's going on. Okay, so I'm going to try to build this now. Give me one second. Let me make sure I have everything correct. Okay.
And I'm not even pastor of an English church where I have thousands of members. I used to have a 1,000-member church some time ago, but now I have a platform online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm preaching only in Spanish at this moment, but I was bilingual and I was preaching both languages at the same time.
Wow.
Spanish and in English.
All right. That one went through.
Did not?
It did.
Oh, it did. Okay. So.
It did. So it's completely good to go. So your new billing date is on the 20th of the month, and that's at $1,199. Now, I am going to do a couple of things for you.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I'm going to be doing for you is I'm going to be doing a deeper dive into your Google Guarantee, and I'm going to be calling you back on that and what this really looks like how mm-hmm. we can possibly increase, what can we do to bring you more because you need more. I also am going to be reaching out to our rep at Yelp and see what she has to say about just everything. I just want her perspective. Yep. This guy, he's promised you the watermark. How is it possible that you have an additional Yelp page? If there's anything that we could do to help, what that would actually look like if we were to help. I can't promise anything there, like I said. But I am going to do the deeper dive to ensure mm-hmm. that you're actually getting, like, what you need. Okay?
Okay. That will
because
be amazing.
I know that you talk to a lot of salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you just talk to a lot of people kind of period, you know? And
mm-hmm.
what I want to say to you about that is I want to say that I am also, I am a Christian. I'm a real Christian who really believes in truly helping people. So when I have the ability to go in and take a look at things, and it may turn out that I don't have any more answers for you, that there's really mm-hmm. not much else we can do for you. However, I want somebody to take it to as far as we can, up the
mm-hmm.
food chain, and be able to say, listen, we've exhausted all avenues. Because for you, it's not a matter of you don't have the money or you won't spend the money. It's that you need the proper way to invest it so that it brings you what you want. You are an ideal client. That is ideal for us. So I want you to get the best possible service that you could have. And I'm going to
mm-hmm.
do my best to make sure that you get that, Salvador.
Thank you. So can I answer this phone call?
Yeah, take your time. Go ahead.
Emmy?
Yes, I'm still
May?
Here. I'm still
yeah,
here.
I'm sorry. It was a customer that they're drilling a hole for a door.
Oh yeah.
That I'm servicing. So thank you very much for understanding my situation. And like I say, my company also gives 10% of all the revenue to the church. And you're helping me to not just put money in my pocket, because I don't,
right.
I just disburse the money to my son, to my daughter,
right.
to the missions that I'm going, to the church that I'm pastoring. And
right.
you'll be helping me to further the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, you can check, I'll send you a link of my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Or you can Google me, Salvador Fuentes, in YouTube. And so that you can see that every day, every Sunday I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just, it'll be in Spanish.
I love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm. You don't speak Spanish, right?
I don't.
No.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay. I have friends who speak Spanish, and I'm so grateful to hear that. You know, every day I wake up and I ask God to connect me with, when I pray to him, I ask him to connect me with the people that he wants me to help for the day. And,
yes. And those are divine connections.
You know, and yes, I'm in sales. You know, I am. I'm in sales, and a lot of people that I talk to in your position, they're like, oh, you're just trying to make a buck, and you're just trying to do this or that. And for me personally, Salvador, that's not the case. Of course, I'm trying to make the money I need to provide for my family. However, I ask God to connect me with the people that really need my help and the people that he wants me to talk to every single day. And some days, I don't get sales for days on end. Like, I'll go 3 or 4 days with no sale, right? And a lot of people would panic. They would panic, and they would be freaking out, and they would be blaming God or doing a lot of things. But I continue to ask God, hey, okay, who do you want me to talk to? And today, you know, and I'm going to tell you the truth. It's been like 3 or 4 days for me. And today I was like, okay, God, I'm getting up again today, and I'm trusting that you're going to put me in connection with the people that you want me to talk to. And then once in a while, a person like yourself will disclose where they're coming from and will disclose that they work for the kingdom of God, and that God is the one who signs their paychecks, and he's the one who sets this stuff right in their world. And I'm reminded one more time, and it literally like brings tears to my eyes, because I'm so grateful, because he saved me. He saved me from a really, you know, a really bad life. And
well, I'm so glad for you.
I'm thankful that you shared it with me, because it put me in the frame of mind that I needed to continue with my day, because it's a tough job. This is a tough job.
and I believe that God directed you to me, you know, through Bonnie, through Michael Johnson, and I finally got someone that understands kingdom business. And this business is for the glory of God. So
exactly.
To work. I need to get out of the van in about a year so that I can leave this company to my son. And so that I can go more into the 180 countries of the world to keep preaching. I want to go to all the Latino countries, and I'm missing probably about 8 countries of the 26 countries of the world of Hispanic language. But then after that, I'm going to start going to the poorest countries of the world, like Angola, Congo, India, Africa, places that they really need the gospel, not just to go to mega churches and get big offerings. I'm not even willing to. I'm paying my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying for my hotel, or I'm willing to sleep at the pastor's home or a disciple's home.
Right.
And I'm willing to eat one meal a day if they can allow me that. If not, I'll pay for my meals, I'll pay for my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, putting the credit card in the business to work, that earning points, and I already got maybe like 500,000 miles on different cars that I can go preach. So you're going to put me more into the world to preach the gospel. If I get more work, and I'm willing to work, you know, to go to,
right,
let's say, Paraguay on the weekend, Friday night, I stay there Saturday, I stay there Sunday, preach some churches, and then come back on Monday to keep working and my company. And this is what I love to do. And my passion is, first, the kingdom of God. Second is providing for my family. And further, financially, the kingdom of God. That's
That's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to put me there. So you're going to be accredited by God to doing this as well.
Oh, praise God for that.
I can dismiss the other company just because I gave him a try and I was willing to, I know that things are not happening overnight.
Right.
And with this SEO thing, it takes time, but I'm not seeing, you know, genuine success or results at this point. Now you discover a second page with zero reviews and something funny about he's not even touching a needle on the Google that I needed to touch. So you will put me on both, but I said that I see that first you're going to put me on Google, and then eventually we're going to see how we can be in Yelp with the little budget.
And I already set a meeting, just so you know. I already set a meeting for today with my Yelp representative, and I'm actually, that's who I'm, you hear all the clickety clack clack typing, that's who I'm typing to right now to let her know the meeting notes and what it is that I want to speak with her about, because we have this current client. I want to discuss this situation with her and see if there's any, if she has any insight or any advice on how we can help, because I think it's going to be important for you.
Please,
and at least to give you a heads up about what's really going on, so you can make an educated choice on whether you choose to keep him or let him go. At this point, I would say let it go, but obviously, you know, maybe wait until I speak with her exactly, and then I'll get back to you as soon as I can, okay?
Okay, Amy. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
I was desperate to find answers, and I believe God is putting things together.
I do too. So I will be getting back to you, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a blessed afternoon. We'll be talking soon, okay?
Thank you. God bless
you're
you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.